This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just hours from now, Hunter Biden is expected in federal court in Delaware on tax and gun charges.
Hunter Biden is expected to formally strike a plea agreement with prosecutors on misdemeanor federal tax and gun charges. In exchange, the president's son will likely be spared time behind bars. The agreement, which must be approved by the judge, was reached following a lengthy investigation by a prosecutor assigned during the Trump administration and held over. Republicans have pointed to the case to raise questions about Justice Department independence. The president and first lady have said that they love their son and support him in his recovery.
That continues to be true, and that will stay to be true.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. I'm Norman Hall.
If you're looking to buy a house or a car, or if you're using your credit card more these days, it's going to get more expensive. The Fed's expected to raise its key interest rate by a quarter point today to about 5.3%, the highest since 2001. Millions of us are still sweating in the brutal heat, and it's not just the folks in the Southwest, where temperatures have been well over 100 degrees in many places. The Weather Prediction Center's David Roth.
Jefferson City, Missouri, on Friday, is supposed to get to 104, which would tie their record. So the heat just slowly migrates through the plains into the mid-Atlantic.
A federal judge is blocking a rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants who arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border without first applying online or seeking protection in a country they pass through. But the judge delayed his ruling from taking effect immediately to give the Biden administration time to appeal. Al Jazeera, the news network, is condemning a decision by Egypt to label some of its journalists as terrorists. Al Jazeera is owned by Qatar, the nation in Asia. This is AP News. Now to the accusation against Cigna Health involving the use of an algorithm.
A federal lawsuit alleges that health insurance giant Cigna used a computer algorithm to automatically reject hundreds of thousands of patient claims without examining them individually as required by California law. The class action lawsuit says Cigna rejected more than 300,000 payment claims in just 2 months last year. The lawsuit says the review took about 1 second per claim on average before the files were handed over to doctors to sign off on the denials, and says that that violates a California law requiring fair and thorough reviews of medical coverage claims and denies patients payments for medically necessary procedures. Cigna says the system is used to speed up payments to doctors for low-cost procedures. The company has 18 million U.S. members. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.